A group of uni SC researchers are hitting the beach this weekend to talk to drivers about their perceptions of risk and behaviour while behind the wheel. They'll be located between Noosa North Shore and Double Island Point. It's part of a road safety research collaboration with the Motor Accident Insurance Commission to try and understand why there seems to be a higher proportion of serious crashes and driving incidents on our beaches. Researcher Levi Anderson explains what they'll do with the results.
This report will be given to both Queensland Police to assist in their enforcement operations, as well as be provided to TMR and other road safety organisations to assist them in any kind of policy or countermeasure education campaigns, any kind of strategies that they might be able to use this research to better inform the public and make everyone a little bit safer.
Meanwhile, Noosa Mayor Claire Stewart has issued her own warning to beach drivers and campers at Noosa North Shore and Tiwa to do the right thing or face a hefty fine.
This Easter, Noosa Council will be taking additional measures to support the police and to support the Queensland Parks and Wildlife. We will be deploying additional local laws officers to the Noosa North Shore, and we will also be deploying roadside variable message boards to warn drivers against driving on the beach close to high tides.
She's also reminding beach drivers that the sand dunes are a no-go zone to protect vulnerable flora and fauna against damage. An exciting boost for the 14-hectare Nambour Showgrounds, with a major upgrade of its equestrian facilities now complete. Division 10 Councillor David Law has the details.
The Moss Day Pavilion here at the Nambour Showgrounds has received a full refurbishment of the equestrian arena with a new roof and infrastructure over a brand new and first-class riding surface, as well as a new judges boxes, which is very important for the actual events that will take place here.
The upgrades took 5 months to complete, along with other works including new stormwater and electrical infrastructure.